Sexy Time Talk. Today is Wednesday
Wednesday.
No, almost July. It's June.
We're live.
We're back again. This is Immaculate C on Sexy Time Talk.
Yay.
And
Miss T.
At Skid Row Studios. In the house, we have the LA Los Angeles band Penis Envy. We have three of the members. State your name.
I'm Mud.
This is Mud. She's the drummer.
I'm Payasa, I'm the guitarist.
And I'm Nancy, the bassist.
The bassist. And we like your band a lot, and you guys are going to talk to us today. And if any listeners are listening live right now, if you have any love problems or bump problems or sores or discharge and you want to talk about it, give us a call. And our number is listed on our website on Skid Row Studios.
Of course, it's always 1-800-893-9562.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, ladies, let's talk a little bit about what happened last week. You got your pens and notebooks? No.
I feel like
I'm in school.
We're in class now.
When this is a study session plus a fun session. Hold on.
Are we going to have a pillow fight after this?
Get ready. This is a tab, the cola on cola. Okay. So we were off last week, so we had a little bit of time to study. First of all, let's talk about Democrats. Women Democrats.
Oh, Michigan. And the whole vagina issue.
Yeah.
Foul, dirty mouths.
Oh, well, the whole incident with Lisa Brown and, you know, her being banned from speaking to speak about the argument about the new abortion amendment, the new bill they're trying to pass about terminating abortion after 20 weeks and all that good stuff that's always been debated. And her last comment on was it was along the terms of it's my vagina, no means no, and for saying vagina they banned her
from speaking the next day on something else.
On a Thursday when they were continuing
when
to
they were actually voting.
Yeah, and before they went for summer break. And soon after that, Barb, you know, Byram, another Democrat representative, spoke and tried to make an amendment to the abortion bill saying to ban vasectomies.
screen the vasectomy.
Yeah, to, you know.
Unless it's a medical emergency.
Yeah, unless it's like they have to have it medically and they have to prove it. And they're like outraged and
all the
they ban her from speaking on that Thursday as well.
Because it violates a man's body.
Right, but I mean, of course the topic is about abortion, right? And then, you know, this is a topic that they're always talking about with up there on the Capitol Hill, big old thing. And like, I don't know what it is in Michigan as far as their legal limit. Here in California, the legal limit is 24 weeks, which is about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I guess over there in Michigan, they were trying to stop it at 20 weeks.
Yes, 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Which is 5 months. So I don't really know. So obviously they probably have it further than the 20 weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the Republicans were trying to not have her speak to debate it, and and I think it was just like a stupid tastic move to have them, you know, not speak, like for saying vagina. It's not good language for company. I'm like, vagina is a medical
term. That's just saying. What should I have called it, right?
You know, I'm like, well, should I said cunt or pussy? I mean, was that proper?
But
there
I think
there was a man that said he was embarrassed of ever saying that word to a lady.
I'm not gonna talk to my children and my wife.
Exactly.
Like that.
What do you tell your kids? You call it a no no.
What do you say?
I call it my no no place. Yes, yes. No, you say
when
my
you
no-no
talk to
place.
Your doctor, what do you say?
No, but the thing about this, and I read another article, and he was, you know, I guess listening to the speech and the whole thing and dissecting it. You know, she's talking about her topic. She talked about something about being, I guess, mentioning
Jewish.
About being Jewish, which I thought that was a really good point that, like, she doesn't ask you to, you know, believe in her views or her religious views, right? Because I guess, I don't know, Jewish people think it's okay to do it and for
medical emergencies, for therapeutic reasons, if the mother is in jeopardy.
Yeah, so, like, I guess Jewish people are, like, cool with it. So, you know, just saying to most of the men or most of the Republicans and Democrats that they're all Christians. So, you know, you don't have to believe in my views. Why do I have to believe in your views? So she makes that comment. It's about the abortion issue. But then she added the whole part about stay out of my vagina. No means no, which it does kind of sound like no means no. And she's kind of veering towards the rape, you know, kind of thing. So it sounds like she's just doing this tactic in a way to get publicity. Do you think I think it kind of sounds that way. Like she's trying to, bam, I'm going to end my speech with a big fucking kick.
It was a really good kick though.
Well, might as well.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
it makes a good argument because it is a rational argument and, you know, you're trying to not pass this bill and, you know, the whole point of politics is to able to speak. I mean, I just think it's dumb that to forbid her from speaking, the only excuse they came up with, oh, she said vagina.
Right.
Like, really?
That's the only thing they could pull up.
Yeah, I'm like,
to have her stop talking.
Yeah, as soon as she said vagina, they're like, okay, stop talking. You know, and they ban her.
They're
like,
straws. Yeah, last thing they could say.
Right, and I'm just like, that's a petty thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, that's the most pettiest thing to do to like stop an argument and try to pass a bill. It's like you said vagina. That's a nay nay. I'm like, really?
And then where is it written that it's wrong to say the word vagina? Because if I go to my doctor and I'm trying to say, you know, well, I got this wart and it's down there.
They do that.
You know,
people do that. Women don't want to touch themselves or they don't want to look. Or
and you don't want to say it. But
or don't say it also.
It's all this stigma. And where did the stigma come from? Why is it bad? Why do little girls grow up thinking that it's wrong to say vagina?
I didn't look at mine until I was an adult.
It's wrong to say cunt. It's wrong to say twat. I can't believe that twat said that. You know, you go around and you're just like, oh my God.
So, okay. So you think it's okay. Cause I mean, it was a little bit of a punk rock move. That's something that we would do giving this speech, but do you think it's okay for a politician to kind of do that punk rock move at the end?
Yeah.
I obviously Democrat.
Well, cool. Yeah, you're trying to get a point.
Trying to get a point across and you're trying to make it. And then, you know, what about the word penis? That's okay. Right?
Like, I don't know if people said penis.
If they were arguing about vasectomies, I mean, look at Barb. She got banned for just inviting the idea of banning vasectomies. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Her thing about bringing that up, she was being a big old smart ass too, to kind of like, let's do this.
How many people called Richard Nixon Dick?
I don't know.
That's true.
Are you allowed to say that
Dick
now?
Nixon? I don't know.
No, I don't know. Back then, Dick is, yeah.
And Bill Clinton Dick was okay back then. Slick Willie.
Right.
It was okay to say Dick all the time. Dick Sargent, Dick.
And it's still a reference to the penis, though.
Not in the 60s.
I think it might have been.
No, Tricky I don't Dick know. And I don't Deep know. Throat. I wasn't there.
Right, Deep Throat. Deep.
That was later. Okay, anyway, so yeah, that's the news in America.
Right? we're not the greatest.
Thank you for learning.
Politically.
Let's move on. Okay, so anyways, I don't know, Sweden? I know Sarah wants to talk about Sweden. What did you just learn about Sweden today?
They are coming up with their own gender-neutral pronoun. They want to be just one...
race of people?
Yeah.
They're just people. Gender. There's no men or women or people. And the word is hen. Hen. So it's kind of like...
H-E-N?
Yeah, H-E-N. But I know, which sounds like a
hen
feminine
like a
thing.
Sounds still like a woman, right?
No, but that's in English.
Hmm?
That's in English.
Right, right.
Not in Swedish.
That just
I guess that can only
little.
Work in Sweden. Like,
you think that's exciting?
Like, I was just thinking, I'm like, well, so that means... Do the other female and male parts stay the same? Like, if we're trying to talk about the anatomy,
so is
like,
a
how
vagina
would you go
penis?
Into that? Like, oh no, he's not a him, it's a hen, but with the penis. Like, is that how it's going to go down during the educational process?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. It sounds confusing. Like, their toys have hierarchies. You know, in this article I read, it's kind of like in certain schools, you know, they might have like trucks and mm-hmm. blocks and, you know, cars and whatever toys. I don't know, knickknacks or inky winks and tiddlywinks or whatever they're called. And, but then they got rid of the cars because they saw the cars as being something of a higher value and more masculine, I guess. So they got rid of the cars with the kids playing with them. So they're really like making a big old effort not to make it define anything male and female in certain places. But then it's funny because then what about this whole Swedish bikini team? Like, what's going to happen with them? So, I mean, as a whole culture in this country, I don't know. I don't know. I still kind of think femininity and masculinity is cool.
Yeah.
But
is that going to open the door for bisexuality?
I mean, I'm sure they already have bisexuals there.
Yeah, but like then everybody can be.
Like more open? Like
yeah.
They'll be more open about it. And
yeah,
like,
you don't have gay bars. You don't have. I don't know.
Just no labels on
biker
anything,
bars.
Then, right?
No masculine, no feminine bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you'll still like what you like, right? I don't know, because then it's kind of trying to say that, like, what, the whole thing of makeup, and I don't know if it's going to...
Well, like, a lot of gay men in this culture do the whole buy now, gay later thing, because it's so hard mm-hmm. for a man to acknowledge that he might be gay. He has to say he's bi first so that he can still claim to like girls, because there's such a stigma for men here. Mm-hmm. To be masculine, and in a country where that's not an issue, it's just, I'm just curious to see mm-hmm. how quickly you could just be whatever.
Just whatever you want.
Without having to have that transitional period.
I don't know. Do you know many Swedish people?
No.
Oh. Because
I know Amsterdam. Met one Amsterdam. Like, it's not the same.
I know a Swedish band that, like, the you can't tell. There's a guy that sings in this band, and he totally looks like a woman, and mm-hmm. he dresses like a woman, and whatever. It doesn't
Does he
matter.
Claim straight or
he's I don't know. I get the gay vibe.
Oh, he's in LA.
No, this is no. A it's famous. Swedish. It's an a cappella group. I'm into a cappella.
Uh-huh.
Nerd.
The only so basically I only know someone who's Swedish. She's kind of mean.
Maybe that's why they're girl.
She's a clinician. She looks like a female woman that we would say, short hair, blonde. So, you know, Swedish has an accent, but she's kind of mean. And it's just kind of like, it's not about customer service and being friendly, you know, or whatever. Like, oh, can you help out with this? It's always like quick to point out your faults.
That sounds like
you
my vagina
to do this.
Doctor.
You forgot
do we
to do
know
that.
The same person?
Sounds like a salesperson.
You know, is this person Swedish? I don't know.
Like, it sounds like her, but I don't know if she's Swedish or Russian. But
yeah,
know?
So it's like, I don't know if she's like, you know, nice, sincere. Sometimes it seems like she's nice and it's hard to a little bit to read and it trips me out. And so, I don't know, blame it on her, you know, maybe just being European.
Is it just,
in
yeah,
a
cultural
sense.
Difference, maybe?
Right, like European of the north, of the cold part, you know? But
no one's happy in the snow.
Yeah, someone asked me, you know, like, oh, is the clinician nice? And I Didn't know how to respond. I responded with, she's European. That's how I responded because I didn't know. And but it was so funny because I met someone else who was Swedish recently and she seemed totally cool. Looked Mexican, but was Swedish. So that tripped me out. Didn't know.
Well, I don't know. I think like if there's any like Swedish people listening, they'll be like, give us a call and like let us know.
Yeah,
like,
if there's any Swedish people or if you know someone who is Swedish,
have them call.
Give us a call because
we're totally ignorant on it. We're like, how do you react to this? You know, no gender thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I think if they kept at it, you know, if they actually kept at it and were strong enough in this, mm-hmm. in maybe 5-10 years, it could probably catch on where.
With 10-year-olds?
Yeah, with little kids, like the next generation. But, you know, it really has to catch on. And mm-hmm. I don't know how people...
It's such a small country.
Like, I don't know how the culture is there. Like, I would have to know the culture for me to be like, okay, this could work for them and they could...
What about their products? Like how they sell things and stuff, you know?
No feminine wipes. You have pen wipes.
Yeah, like what about... Oh, huh.
You know what I think would be funny? Is if they did get this going in Sweden... And we have no idea about it over here. And they come over here and it's a 10-year-old kid. I'm not a girl. I'm not a boy. I'm a hen.
I'm a hen.
And yeah. Everyone in the classroom just expects, bark, bark.
Oh, no.
What about the ones who have both parts? So much huh? What about the ones who have both parts already in Sweden?
Hermaphrodites?
Yeah. Like, what about them? Like, do they feel like they're taking their word? Right? Or would it feel like, that's my identity. How dare you, you know?
They're a ham, not a hen.
Hey, speaking of, you know about this identity and everything, so, okay, plug time. I'm playing this show at She-Ra, the AMP organization in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Quesara?
Quesara, yeah. Oh, in yeah. Long Beach. And I don't know what AMP, maybe it's just AMP. I don't know if that stands for anything.
The AMP organization?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it stands for, but I think they're gay, lesbian, bisexual, yeah. Transgender group.
Right. LGBT. Mm-hmm. I understand that part. But what's QIA?
A queer transgender.
What's the I stand for? Intersexed?
Maybe.
Oh, so that we're trying to figure that out because I guess someone was saying queer, intersexed, and I don't know what the A is, or maybe androgynous or something.
Yeah, maybe androgynous.
I mean, I'm going to have to...
Asexual?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to ask the organizer about that. But then, so we're talking a little bit about this. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, even though you want all us to be one and all accepted, but at the same time, you still want to be proud and identify yourself in like, no, I see myself as transgendered. No, I see myself as queer. I see myself as
because there's so many different bisexual. Things you can be seen as now. I mean, so many different people that I know just on a personal basis from work, social groups mm-hmm. and everything else. It's like, I have friends that are girls, but you don't say that that person is a girl. Mm-hmm. You do not call her a girl. She is a boy. In her mind and in her life, she is a boy.
Uh-huh.
Even if she's got lady parts.
Uh-huh.
Then I've got friends that are both sexes. I've got drag queen friends. I've got gay friends.
But they all want to be kind of individual. Everybody wants to be individual because that's the United States, I guess. So you want to like define yourself more, even like closer.
So then does everybody want to be a hen or not?
No, I don't think that's why.
So, I think like they were just trying to like find a way where the stereotypes and the you know the hated emotion mm-hmm. towards people who have a different mm-hmm. individual of how they see themselves mm-hmm. you know and not have that stigma like you know go down the street and be like oh you know that person's gay and then get hated on or
right.
you know I think that's like their way of trying to get rid of that
yeah you but, know, but instead of just saying it's okay to love everybody everyone's different instead of just kind of still they're classifying.
Well, I mean, I guess it's too, and like in their point of view, they're probably saying, well, that hasn't worked in the last few hundred years. What can we do different? You know, and they're kind of trying to find a way to get rid of that hate for, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe they won't go that far as to like be like, okay, trying to separate the different genders of toys mm-hmm. or products or anything like that. But maybe if they lessen the word of like mm-hmm. girl and then boy, maybe they won't be such sexist mm-hmm. mindsets.
Mm-hmm. Well, like that won't be sexist if you're a hen and you like a hen,
but then you like another hen.
I mean,
it's Swedish. It's not English.
It's true. Like if everyone's a hen and you say, you know, I'm a hen, you're a hen and she's a hen,
mm-hmm. but I'm a hen with a no-no place.
Yeah, but we're not talking about no-no places. This is supposed to be a gender thing. Like,
right.
You know, everyone's a hen. Then I like this hen, regardless of
what I see. So it's out of attraction. I'm attracted to you. I don't know if you're
I don't know what you are, but you're a hen and I'm into hens.
With boobies or not.
And everyone's into hens.
You know why? Because some women, some people are going to bloom and have big breasts or big booty and some are not.
That could actually be like a problem solver for, you know, how when you grow up, it's like cars are for boys and Barbies are for girls. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have boys and girls, maybe the toys can be mixed and it doesn't matter. But there are gender tendencies.
Like boys are naturally more aggressive than girls. You can see it in any like child psychology experiments. Mm-hmm. There are things that we biologically gravitate toward. I mean, there are definitely things that a culture can push on you, but you can't eliminate natural biological tendencies.
Right, just ingrained some of the stuff, yeah.
And then just some will just break away from that and be an Aries.
We're both creatures of biological, you know, born, you know, grown and then learned. You know, half of our behavior is both biological and learned. Mm-hmm. And so it's always been a debate of which one's greater, you know, which will cause the greatest effect. And, you know, I don't think it's biological for someone to hate someone or have these sexist mindsets, you know, between boy and girl. I think that's learned.
Mm-hmm. Definitely learned.
So mm-hmm. they're trying to find a way to unlearn it. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they...
I think just to bring awareness. That's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just a bunch of brainiacs, and they're trying to separate Sweden from the rest of the world and say we're Swedes and we're evolved in this area.
I wonder if
you think they want to be better than us.
That classification of people want to separate.
Could that eliminate teasing? Because kids are so mean in school, and they're always looking for like, oh, I got teased for having a big booty.
See?
I love your big booty.
Right? Like, if that sort of stuff is not supposed to be stressed upon, and like not wearing the right kind of shoes or whatever.
I get made fun of too.
Like, is fashion going to be not a non-issue?
I'm the fat kid in class. Actually,
yeah.
Is economy going to be a non-issue? Like, how equal is that going to make everybody? And is it really actually going to work?
Because
kids are going to tease each other no matter what. They'll find something.
Yeah, exactly. Like the thing with the cars. Mm-hmm. So that if they're finding four-year-olds and they're putting more value on these cars and stuff, and the adults, no, you can't do that. And, you know, it didn't work. That was my solution.
Well, that might make it tempting for us to keep doing it if some of people want it.
Right.
So I don't know those study peoples. So I'm going to play a song from Penis Envy, and then we're going to talk a little bit more. This is Skid Row Studios on Sexy Time. No, this is Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios. Give us a call and tell us if you're Swedish.
We'll be right back.
Envy, the LA band.
Yay.
We got Penis Envy in the house. I don't know. How do you guys describe yourself?
Random punk. Random female punk. We all write equally for the band. You know, it's all based on quality. So it could be love songs, political songs, vagina songs, or
oh my God,
just dirty songs.
Your band out speaking out of here. For the rest of the time.
Yeah, it's really about, you know, all of us have something to say. So it's just about being able to create and say what we want to say and, you know, have other people, you know, be inspired to do the same.
How long have you guys been together as a band?
Since October 2009 with some additions and subtractions in between.
Wasn't it 08?
I joined in May of 2009.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
you guys were October of 2008. Yeah, wow.
So like almost 2.5 years. Almost 3 years. And you guys are all women. I know you guys are all women. Your singer's not here right now.
She's not.
What? I forgot her name. I'm sorry.
B.
Yes.
Oh, but you've had more than one singer.
We had a different singer when we first started the band, and we also had a gay male drummer when we started the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not always been strictly female, but mm-hmm. It's just kind of like...
Right now.
Well, it ended up that way. we kept it that way.
Your current singer is like really good. She's
an amazing singer.
Yeah, she's like, awesome. We love
she's
her.
She's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she's a great performer too. That's a big thing for us because you kind of got to play with the crowd a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you lose it.
That's the fun of our shows. I mean, we're not... trying to be this great big rock band. We're just trying to have fun, and mm-hmm. that's what our shows
maybe
are about.
Maybe play with your genitalia.
Exactly.
Fun in LA. Let me just tell you, listeners, this band, Bayasa, the guitarist, she has a bright-ass neon green guitar that looks like a toy.
And she tries it's to rape penis. People with it.
But yeah, and she plays it crazy. She walks around. Sarah is a little bit, you're about 5 feet?
4'10".
Midget in Texas.
And your drums are kind of on the bigger side, or are they small drums?
They're average size.
Oh, okay. They're twice your size. What are you talking about?
she's smaller.
They look
drums.
Big because I'm small.
Because yeah. You're bite size.
And then Nancy has bright red hair, and there's now you guys are doing your banana show at the end.
Don't tell people
I'm a banana. Did she ruin the surprise?
I'm sorry. Okay.
You can go home with a banana.
Rewind
it's okay.
It. They do a good show, and there's a big surprise at the end of their shows. And
we
show up our bananas.
Cherries.
Weird. We're like the creepy, sexy voice that you don't want to hear late at night. It's like,
but you can't get out of your head.
Listen to us.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we make girls smile.
I'm the creepiest one.
She's a real creep.
I'm a creep. I'm so
dear. All the stalker songs.
She's got a love song about stalking. I've got a love song about killing my. Current boyfriend.
That's our love song.
So wait, okay. But the point right now, though, is why Penis Envy? Who came up with that why and why?
Oh, man.
Well, okay. Originally, to be honest, we were debating on the name with the original members at a bar. And
the original singer.
Yeah, she kept saying no to any ideas. And then any ideas she said, we didn't find an agree. And the one thing we had in common was the band Crass. And we all loved their music and what they stood for. And Penis Envy was one of their greatest albums. And so we're like, why not Penis Envy? I mean, aside from the great name, you know, it's definitely funny. It's definitely sarcastic. It's definitely like, you know, how many girls, you know, go through their lives like taught to like, and you know.
Well, we're suave like penis too.
Right. You know, so, I mean, it was kind of like, fuck, you know, like, it was meant to be sarcastic, like, we don't have Penis Envy, but a lot of girls in life act like they do, like, especially, like, I'm not going to say names, but, you know.
Well, when I joined the band, I saw it as, like, Penis Envy is supposed to be where women want to be men, the idea that women are always jealous of men in some way, and... Mm-hmm. And our songs are so about being strong and independent and not needing men. So it's just like saying,
so
we got your
opposite.
Penis Envy right
so it's
here.
It's tongue in cheek.
It's the opposite of being penis. Yeah,
pretty much.
The irony of it all.
You think we can't do it? Here's your Penis Envy right here.
You know.
Which that also does take us back to the whole idea that we were talking about earlier about Freud and his ideas of Penis Envy.
Mm-hmm.
which were retarded. I mean, not many psychologists nowadays really look into that theory or Freud as accurate scientific.
But
you
yes,
know.
As a right. psych major, beware.
Social psych, so no therapeutic calls about your problems.
I'm going to play a small clip.
Do you subscribe to the Freudian theory of penis envy?
I've never really thought about it. Why?
Sometimes I think it might be nice to have one.
Really?
Not for sex, for convenience. You can't deny that by comparison, our internal plumbing is extremely high maintenance.
Again, I've never given it much thought.
We have time now. Think about it.
Okay, love that show.
We do have penises at home that we do like to attach sometimes and detach. And, I take it to shows sometimes.
Your real penis? Oh, yeah, your detachable penis.
Yeah, and you know, the ladies love it. So do the guys, though.
For your shows?
Yeah.
Weren't you going to get me, like, drumsticks that look like a penis?
Yeah, but they were too wide for your tiny hands.
They were just too floppy.
It was too thick. So that was the Big Bang Theory with Mayim Bolick, who... Bolick?
Big Bang
Theory. She's a real doctor.
I love it.
She's awesome.
Oh, that's from that 90s show.
What? Blossom.
Yes.
Blossom.
Yeah.
Blossom. Oh, but no, man. But that was Big Bang Theory.
No, I know. Oh, okay. She's the actress. From Blossom.
Yeah, she's a real doctor, like a neuroscientist.
Yeah.
But, really?
Marty, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with this penis envy, it's like obviously Freud, when in any psychological class, any... 101, yeah, and psychology class, they always have to still bring up Freud, but then everybody still agrees all his shit's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but
I
we have to talk about him.
You bring it up, like you founder, bring right? him up,
you study him for a minute. Mm-hmm.
You bring him up only because he was the founder, mm-hmm. you know, of psychology. Like, yeah. The idea of, like, I mean, before that, it was philosophy and it mm-hmm. wasn't supported in any shape, way, or form. So Freud was the first one to bring in some sort of scientific thing, and some, not all. Some of his research away from the penis envy and the child development mm-hmm. have later on scientifically been like kind of like, okay, it has some support,
some
you know,
depth.
You know, yeah, some depth, some support that could pass as a theory, but a lot of it is just like outdated. It wasn't scientifically proven, you know, or not scientifically proven, but it wasn't supported well or didn't use the scientific method properly mm-hmm. when it first came out. So they dismissed it throughout the years.
And yeah, I mean, it makes for great movies.
Yeah.
And great things like that. Also, just...
So you know, I mean, it's obvious in this point, like, you know, you can't prove that we have penis envy in our childhood. And, I mean...
You totally have penis envy. What are you talking about?
Because he was talking... And this is not to be confused with small penis syndrome, you know, of men wanting to have bigger penises. But anyways... yeah, he was talking about because when women
specifically
decide...
Specifically women, right?
Yeah, specifically women. That, you know, women, when they're about 3 years old, so during men. The phallic stage from 3 to 6, that they just realize, I don't have a penis. And that's when they become envious of not having a penis.
Yeah. Which, like they even silly. Needed one in the first place. Like
the thing is, I never saw one. I didn't know about penises at that age, 3 to 6. I probably might have known about penises when I was 6. One, because I didn't have a father. Because, you know, he's all about, oh, they want their father and this and that. I didn't have a father around, so obviously.
Well, who sees their father's penis when they're 3?
Hopefully not, because then you have another issue. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think at that time, like, there were more couples married and not divorced during
and
that time.
And he's speaking from a dude's point of
yeah,
view.
Yeah, and he's speaking from a point where, like, they envy the father. They want to be with the father.
The power.
You know, yeah.
That's when the men had the power.
You know, and that's where his idea kind of comes from. And it's like, oh God, you're retarded. But you know, and then, you know, and it frustrates me. I mean, you get frustrated where people, you know, say, oh yeah, I'm studying to be psychology, and then bring up Freud. I'm like, really? Can I bring up Freud? Like,
well, because everybody brings it up. It's fun for a little, we're doing a little 2-minute conversation about it.
Yeah, but we're talking about how he's full of crap with the whole penis envy theory. You know what I mean?
Like,
that's okay, you know?
Oh, it's just because of your band. That's why I'm talking about it.
No, I understand.
But, I mean, you know, in 1900, men had power. And if that's what, you know, you had to have a penis to have power, and that's what women wanted. But you know what? Women wanted power, too. So, that fuck it. That's the thing.
And boy, did we get it.
You know, and maybe that's the thing where they say, oh, you have a penis. I like, because... didn't know about this chick, psychoanalyst Karen Horney. Have you, did you study about her?
Actually, I have not.
See, and this is the thing, because Wikipedia is cool, and I know I keep studying it. Studying for the show, reading about penis envy. So there's the feminist psychoanalyst Karen Horney, and she was from back in the day also. She died in like 1952. She's a German or something. Sorry, European. And but her thing, her response to the whole penis envy was no, you know, it's really womb envy, vagina envy, and talking about how no, the real thing is that men are envious that women carry life. Women, you know, they have breast envy. They have all this stuff.
That is not true at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Well, but it's kind of
neat. Have a baby
without
a man.
How can we never study this chick in response? If we have to talk about penis envy in every psychology class, why doesn't she get mentioned? I never heard of her.
That's true. That is very true. And
Trying to say penises have all the power. But really, wombs and vaginas bring life and suckle milk out of my boobies.
There could be an argument. Like, there's some guys that'll be like, you girls are lucky, you got boobies. You could go and get this for free go get
you
free tickets.
And
then, you do, you yeah, know? You know? And it's like, and I'm like, you know what? That's a kind of good point. You know what I mean? Like, if I had a dick, I probably wouldn't get in the stuff I got into, and I probably wouldn't have gotten the stuff I got. And, you know, like.
But the only thing, now, maybe, ladies, that this whole penis envy, and we're like, we're not really envious of becoming men, maybe just the whole power thing, but more women now are having power anyways. But in that little comment from the Big Bang Theory of what she said was like, sometimes she has penis envy and just think about it because of our parts are like all high maintenance. She's getting to the point of masturbation, having access, having your penis, being able to pee in the streets, you know, that kind
that,
of
thing. That is pretty cool.
I think without getting it.
You do.
I've seen it. But it's like, it's a messy operation.
Going pee in the street?
Yeah. Sometimes you're just like, oh, shit. If I could just.
It's on my shoes.
So, yeah, sometimes you miss. It's like, God damn, I got on my pants. Fuck.
I'm paranoid about peeing on myself like that. That's why I can't pee outside.
See, normally when I do it, I'm drunk. So
yeah, you can't write your name.
I can't write my name in the snow.
I'm really jealous about that. I want to write my name on the snow.
So it's just for all, listeners, for just that part of physical part, that's the only reason that we could say, okay, you got it.
I think most girls have said that
ways.
Before.
It's so much easier. It's just out of convenience. Yeah,
it goes both ways. I mean, guys wish they could like have the power of like boob hypnotic and ass hypnotic, and
they want
wish
all their
right
to bring
and multiple
to
orgasms.
Oh yeah,
multiple different ways. Yeah. But then the convenience of doing that all the time. I'm gonna play one more song, and then we're gonna start our journey through the vaginal canal to the end of the hour.
My legs are open.
All right.
Aren't they always?
Streaming, baby, streaming, baby, streaming, baby, streaming.
Pinkies. Okay, that was Crass, Shaved Women, but not from the Penis Envy album. It's just because I like that song because I don't know too many Crass songs.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. Okay, this is Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios. Give us a call if you have a comment or, you know, if you're a breather out there and like to call us. And if you're masturbating right now, give us a call.
Or hit us up on Facebook.
If you masturbate to us right now, I would love to know. Like,
she really I had a masturbator last week.
Masturbates to me.
She wants the happy ending.
Masturbator, call us.
She wants the happy ending.
Your low voice.
Right?
I can't get enough of it.
Who's got a turkey baster?
So we got Penis Envy in the house. Payasa.
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. I'm Immaculate C. We got Miss T and... I forgot what
Rainbow mud. Tree.
I heard Mud.
Rainbow Tree.
Oh, yeah.
Your Rainbow
we got drummer
Tree.
Mud
metronome.
So the drummer from Penis Envy has a hickey.
A really rather large
She's allowing
one.
Me to talk about it, and she's going to talk. Why do you have
It's my gash.
How old are you?
12.
I'm 28. And somebody at work was like, what are you, 14?
But it's cute. She's 28. Right? 4 foot.
I'm not embarrassed.
4 foot two.
But yeah, no, she's showing it off.
So, but this is a new lover you have that gave you this hickey.
Yeah.
And you're totally cool with it.
Yeah. Like,
new lover,
Fuck,
old
I
lover.
Want a I think it's still I'm going to give my man a hickey.
I gave my man a hickey over the weekend.
A visible one?
Yes, on his neck.
Oh, it's just like you're taken.
See, that's
marking our territory.
It can't be visible. Like, nope. Like I live with my mom. All right, because I'm a mom's girl, and you know she's Catholic conservative, and you know she would yell the fuck out of me if I come home with the hickey.
You
I'm
know
like
what?
Neck down. Look, I got boobs. I got all these other body parts. You can aim anywhere else, just not the neck. You know,
it's
too hot for a
it's
scarf.
It's just right there, yeah, though. Right? Like, my boyfriend had to go to his nephew's christening afterwards, and I was like, okay, it's gonna be there.
Because of work. I just
work.
Can't.
I would be because of work with like
frozen
the scrubs
spoons.
And stuff.
Frozen
I mean,
spoons,
how am
lady.
I supposed to be teaching about like sex work. Education and then having a fucking hickey? You know?
Well, it's part of sex education, though.
That's like, the demonstration.
Y'all, this is what sex. Leads like, to unplanned
this
pregnancy.
This is when you know he did it right. All right? This is when you know he did it right.
Some people
this
are visual learners.
No, I'm talking about, like, exposure, like, you know, like herpes. You could be exposed just by touching.
Go right now there.
This is not leading to pregnancy. You are not pregnant if you have this on your neck.
This is a love touch.
Yeah, it's a love bite.
No, I had a few hickeys back in the day when I just started kissing virgin. I made the mistake virgin. Of not knowing. I don't know. I guess when you first start learning how to hickey give someone.
It's a lot of fun.
I gave a dude
like,
one.
They're so easy
Holy
to kiss.
Crap. This must have been like 4 inches. I don't know.
You're holding off.
I don't know.
Did like, you eat like before you did that? Or did
I didn't
you
know
just go hungry?
It was really bad when all your friends like see the next morning and laugh. Oh.
If it looks like a bruise, he did it wrong. Like, you know.
Why?
If he's not like supposed bruise, to beat you with his mouth. He's supposed to, you know.
There's a skill to it, you know.
Like whatever mess. Makes you feel good, man.
And a good beating made you feel real good.
Nikki over here is, it looks like it's about, hold on. It's about over a week big. Old.
No, it's Monday. It was from Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday.
Because I get my action on Mondays.
Monday, Tuesday, it's only 2 days old?
Yeah.
Wow, and it's already turning yellow.
See, it's not bad. That's not
also,
that bad.
Also, it wasn't that dark in the first place?
I put makeup on, and I'm really pale.
Oh, makeup. Maybe it's Maybelline. Okay.
It's CoverGirl.
Oh, wow. Well, anyways... So this is sexy time. This is the cochina time of our sexy time.
China.
So lubrication. Yes, I said it because okay. I work a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been tired.
What kind of work? Yeah, I'm like,
no,
wait a minute.
Like
working
over 40
girls?
Hours.
Work.
Tired mentally.
You need to lube up your plumbing.
Driving. No, walking around, kissing some ass. You know, trying to
literally
like, earn respect. But no, I'm just tired and, you know, I want to give my man some love and I feel bad. Like, you know, couldn't do it, you know, it was period time and didn't want to do it last week, you know, and I need to like make up for last time. And, you know, lubrication, the mm-hmm. kind you buy,
yeah.
I happen to have some and it works.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, no.
That's what it's for.
Right. False like, advertisement if Mindy, it doesn't.
Yeah, right.
Indiana, are you a lube advocate?
Swiss company.
I wasn't really a lube advocate because I didn't really have a problem because...
No, it's not for a problem. It's just for extra added fun. I mean, it can be for a problem, but...
The only problem it should be for is when you're having
your
anal.
Your butt doesn't make a lot of lube on its own.
No, later on in life.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the original idea for lube is to easier on the ass?
Easy glide?
Yeah. Like that was the
or
whole...
Or to put a speculum in, huh?
For women that have a hard time getting wet.
Well, no. See, I didn't really have that problem when I was working less.
You're like, when I was working less, I could get into it.
Yeah,
but you know
I
what's
had
gross
time.
Huh? Is the lube that you're supposed to use when you're giving head.
Oh, flavored lubes.
That shit's nasty.
You
but
know some guy did that shit.
I had to end up using the other day because that's all I had.
Oh,
I got
but
it
did
for
you
free.
Use it
I got
to
it
give
for
a blowjob?
From work. No, I hadn't opened it. I had it for a while. I got it for free, a big old little bottle of watermelon, the juicy squirts, or I don't know what it's called.
It's so nasty.
Is that just foretelling the future?
We should call
juicy squirts.
Juicy squirts.
Juicy squirts.
Awesome. I want to use that.
But my point is, it was watermelon, but I've had it. It looks cute in the little bottle. Mm-hmm. Had it the other night. I was just exhausted. And, you know, my man, like, cleaned up the house, did the dishes.
He deserved it.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I love you so much. I'm going to pay you back.
You
know, of course,
so
I said that at 5 o'clock when I was wide awake. And I was like, if you come over, you should come over by 9. I had a feeling he might come over. And I was like, come over before 9. Give me time to rest. Sure enough, he was there. And I was like, damn. He's so handsome. He was like, it turned me on. He's so beautiful. Love him. But my body was just...
It's shutting down.
My body just couldn't get into
it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I make out with him. It's cute. I thought I was like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And then it's like, oh, wow, I'm completely dry. I was so tired from work. So basically the watermelon saved the day.
But see, yeah, you could use it to start off things if you're not feeling that into it as with a hand job first and then go right into it.
Yeah, but it was like, wow, I'm amazed.
You're amazed.
But it's not something you would taste. Like, for some reason, it doesn't taste good. Like,
put
it just,
in your mouth.
It's all artificial.
Yeah.
Nasty. It's banana, strawberry. It's like, what the?
You like that. No, this one likes meat flavored.
Meat flavored.
Bacon flavored.
Bacon flavored lube.
I don't like flavored lube.
It's nasty.
I'm just saying that if you were going to add some type of flavoring to a penis, it'd be barbecue sauce and chocolate.
I like the thing.
She had a point. She has a point there. Like,
fun with foods, yes.
Because it's meaty. I've just tried the strawberry condom once and just licked it a little bit, but I wasn't into it.
So then no one has like a favorite lube that everyone uses or anything like that? Here, everyone's just looking around. Should I say?
Like,
I use.
I mean, is there? What about those glittery ones?
Glittery ones?
What?
That's not a good idea.
Well, you know, the magical ones, the commercials.
What? Oh, the ones that are supposed to make, but like for her pleasure. That,
yeah, like fireworks.
Oh, they get hot or whatever, right?
I can't do
extremely hot ones.
No, me either. Yeah.
Like,
have you tried it, though?
Yeah, I tried the hot ones. I'm like, no, burns. Oh,
stop. Oh, like, I
water,
see hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
My vagina does not need to be warm. It's okay. It's warm enough, you know. So, yeah, it was. I needed an ice cube. So
Indiana has a comment.
Do I?
Oh, I thought you were ready to go on this comment.
Oh, she's ready to go.
Did you go? Got my lube on.
Did you ever try any of those spicy lubes?
I've tried the cooling ones, but I didn't like do it with it. I was shredding my beef with it.
I like that term.
It worked. Yeah, it's a Midwest thing. I haven't heard it out in L.A. very much.
I've never heard that term. We flick the bean, but not shred.
Yeah, we heard that one.
Yeah.
I know flicking the bean.
Yeah.
Don't ever say that.
I like that. I like shredding the bean. I mean, it sounds so much more brutal. Like, I am really going at it.
That does not sound great.
I imagine girls with really long nails doing that. That's what it's like.
You know what?
When you watch porn, you see those long ass nails and they're fingering themselves, and I'm just like, ow.
No, yeah. Nails are just in the. I hope they wash your hand. I don't want to shake girls' hands with long nails. Acrylics.
Most of the time, it's like yellow on the other side. When you look at it, it's really gross.
Petri
and
dish.
If they're the glue on kind, can they get stuck up there?
No. I mean, you can lose a nail. Make them break. Pop off.
I don't like guys with long nails. Just for like that reason. It's like, guys, trim your nails if you're going to finger a girl.
You got to have manly nails. I think of girl nails and I think of like, you know, some nail. I think of guys' hands and I think like no nail, calluses.
Short callus.
It should be a little rough. Like, your hand should not be softer than mine unless you're a very feminine gay man or a drag queen.
Mm-hmm. Like, have them off. Yeah, I don't dig the nails.
I mean, I want to meet a girl who says, yeah, man, I love those nails when they finger me. Like, I haven't met one girl that says that, you know?
Imagine them scratching yours. I'm like,
No, but acrylic, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Now I don't, because I'm so cool on the guitar. But, I mean, I really like short nails. And then also, like, with nursing stuff because of the whole bacteria business. But I won't lie. I've done acrylic nails when it was trendy in 19. Well, back I guess it's still trendy still for trendy. Some people.
But I used the toys when I used to
I've
do
had
that.
You had fake nails? Like, the acrylic I used ones, to do $20?
I used to do fake nails.
When we were like 12.
Like before.
You did it. You got the little piercing on the end.
I did the French tip. I was a fancy girl like when I was 15 and stuff, you know. And I did, but I used a toy. Like, I'm not going to finger myself when I have fake nails.
Oh, I didn't touch myself. I was a don't touch the no-no place, you know?
Other people can't touch,
but I didn't touch, so, no, I had fake nails.
I can't even button my pants on when, like...
With fake nails.
Yeah, it's like, no.
They're great for picking your nails.
And I used to try to do push-ups with those things.
What?
But they weren't that long, you know. They might have been half an inch, but I was trying to do push-ups. I don't know. I was defending your country. I was in the military. You didn't get that. No,
yeah, I didn't either. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, I was in the army for a while, so that's why.
I'm sorry. With your fake nails on?
Yeah, but it was before the war.
I was like, with your fake nails on?
Because, you know, you're in uniform. You're a dude all the time, right? It was always plain dude, and it was kind of like... We all had the same uniforms. Okay, talking about like gender, whatever.
Gender neutrality, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, there was still a sense of, you know, me having to be tough and being a dude in a way. Most of the women, you know, they could wear a little makeup, a little lipstick or something, but, you know, our hair maybe would be like a bob or you wear a bun. But pretty much you're wearing the same uniform, it's bulky. And then the only things, you could only do a few things to separate yourself. So, you know, having some nails would be like kind of feminine. But
can you shoot a gun like that?
Nah, I didn't wear them too long.
I can never shoot a gun with my long
nails. We didn't shoot guns. We shot rifles on the range.
You can shoot a rifle with nails.
Yeah.
This is for fighting. This is for fun.
This is my pussy. This is my gun.
Yeah. That's right.
That was my saying. But glitter. So tell me about a dirty sex experience. We got 4 minutes left on sexy time, and we want to hear something nasty from Payasa.
Oh, shit.
I know you had a nasty story that you've been wanting to leak out. Like, remember, most of our listeners don't know us.
She leaks a lot.
She leaks a lot.
I leak a lot.
I sent the link for this radio show to her mom.
Oh, boy. Yeah, my mom is totally going to love me.
But we're just all joking today. It's not real. A friend of Payasa.
Oh, man. Like a gruesome one?
You got a 4 minute one.
Oh,
a
shit.
A 3 minute one.
Oh, man. Like, I got dirty places. Like, that's all I could come up with in my mind.
The
list of all the dirty places, like car, mall, movie theater, shrine, laundry parking room. Lot. Classroom. Actually, the classroom one was pretty interesting.
No wonder you like your teachers.
Are you in college?
Was it in college? God.
No, I was in junior high.
Is this extra credit? What the heck is this?
What a badass. I'm all about sexuality.
This is like straight porn, right?
Oh, my ears.
I'm just curious.
I should have given the timeline.
I'm speaking for your mother. I know.
Oh, we grew boy. Up, we grew up in a time where... Do not send this to my mom.
Were you in junior high?
We were
junior
very
high 12,
young.
Junior high 13.
Oh, my God, she's
I
turning red.
I think I was junior high 13 because I was older than the rest.
Okay.
So, I didn't fuck in a classroom, but... No, it was interesting because we were like... You know how after lunch, some teachers don't want to deal with kids, so they give you, like, reading time or, you know, like, just...
Put your head on the table.
Yeah, or, like, read or whatever.
Or under the table when I was you. Seven.
Yeah, like, they did it in junior high. Like, thumbs they up, like sixth up. Grade. Like, they did it, like... And we were supposed to read our book, and, like, one of the guys that, at the time... was, you know, like kind of, you know, kinky. And so, like, when everyone was distracted and the teacher was, like, doing her thing, like, I actually ended up giving my hand job, like, underneath the table.
Nice. 13?
I don't remember. I just know it was, like, around sixth grade. So I just know it was, like.
Now we're even younger. We just dropped a couple grades.
From eighth grade.
She was a little older.
Junior high for me was 6 to 8.
Yeah, same here.
So okay, that was my junior high, 6 to 8, you know?
And then you're older,
high school.
You were in eighth grade and he was in sixth grade.
No, I was in sixth grade and he was in sixth or seventh.
He was like 45.
Yeah.
Older man already.
But did you know it was called a hand job?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Junior high, you know, as far as I can remember, most of my friends had given hand jobs and blow jobs. By the time they were 12.
Which school did you go to?
I went to King.
Is this downtown Martin Luther King?
No, Thomas Starkey. It's in Silver Lake.
Oh, I never heard of Martin Luther King.
No, not Martin Luther King.
Who? What king?
Yeah.
No, what's the name of the king?
Thomas Starkey.
Who is he?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we didn't just went go to the school to study. We went to school to give hand jobs.
And blow jobs.
You went to that school too?
No, I went to a different one.
You went to a religious school.
No, she went to school. I went to a magnet school. To a broke-ass, like, LAUSD magnet school.
I think this is, like, inner-city stuff, because we're on the virgin side. We didn't see penis.
You guys were like,
We were virgins before our quinceañeras. No, we weren't virgins by the time we had our kids.
I didn't even want to know what Sarah's little age. She's all being secretive.
You should ask us.
My big thing was I was a junior. I hooked up with an eighth grader.
I don't even want to say.
And he knew what he was doing too. And
that's
where
just the tip came from.
We were like at summer camp outside. Anybody could have fucking walked in.
Oh,
well, you should really
see, but
cute.
I was standing. Yeah. He was on his knees. I was standing. I could have just walked away.
He was on his knees.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
That's where just the tip came from because that's how he got in her vans.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a song called Just the Tip.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, shoot. We're running out. Okay. Thank you so much for coming.
Clean up after yourself.
And Mud, or also known as Sarah the Drummer from Penis Envy. I'm Immaculate C until I get a better nickname.
Get a better name.
Check we got Mindiana Jones on the keyboards and,
hey, yo.
And Miss T.
Miss T over here. Yeah. Hey.
This is Sexy Time Talk. Signing out.
Bye.
Are we out? I do not know.